Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. But today, we're diving deep into the world of Python, specifically Adam Green's Hypermodern Python Toolbox 2025.
Ooh, exciting. I've heard buzz about this. It's all about the top Python tools right now, isn't it?
Absolutely. Green highlights tools shaping Python development this year. He starts with Python 3.11, praising its improved error messages. Remember those cryptic tracebacks? 3.11 makes debugging so much smoother.
A lifesaver, honestly. I can't tell you how much time I've wasted deciphering those. What else does he cover?
Well, next up is UV, a powerful tool for managing Python versions, virtual environments, and even dependencies. Forget juggling PyM and Venv. UV simplifies everything.
Streamlining is always welcome. I'm always tripping over virtual environments. Anything on code quality?
You bet. He talks about Ruf, a blazing-fast linter and formatter written in Rust. It combines the best of tools like Black and Flake 8, keeping your code clean and consistent. And then there's MyPy, ensuring type safety. It's like having a super-powered spell checker for your code.
Type hints are essential for maintainable code. Absolutely. It's about catching errors early. Did he mention anything for data validation or structuring?
Pydantic, my friend. It's the data champion, organizing and validating your information efficiently, making your code safer and easier to understand. And, get this, you can even generate TypeScript types from Pydantic models. Amazing for front-end, back-end harmony.
Whoa, that's seamless integration. So what about building command-line interfaces?
Typer's got you covered. It's like magic. Build typed CLIs effortlessly using Python type hints and say goodbye to tedious argparse.
CLI creation can be a pain. Simplified tools are always a win. Any tools for output presentation?
Rich. It makes terminal output shine. Say goodbye to boring monotone text and hello to vibrant colors and expressive emojis. It's a real treat for the eyes.
I've seen Rich in action. It really does make a difference in readability. What about data manipulation libraries?
Green dives into Polars, a powerful alternative to Pandas. It boasts query optimization, parallel processing, and even handles larger-than-memory datasets gracefully. And honestly, its syntax is much cleaner and easier to grok.
Polars has been gaining traction. Its speed is impressive. Any mention of databases?
DuckDB waddles in next. It's a single-file analytical SQL database like SQLite, but designed for columnar data, making analytical queries lightning fast.
So it's like SQLite, but optimized for analysis. Interesting. What about logging?
Loguru simplifies logging by using a single logger. It's a surprisingly effective constraint that makes logging easier and more consistent. Plus, structured logging to JSON is a breeze. And finally, Marimo, a reactive Python notebook editor that ditches the clunky JSON format for pure Python files.
I haven't tried Marimo yet. Reactive notebooks sound powerful. It's a good collection of tools to cover. So, to wrap it up, Adam Green's Hypermodern Python Toolbox 2025 gives us a robust set of tools to boost our Python game. Did he cover any advanced uses of these tools?
Yes, he did. There's a deep dive into several code examples that truly showcase their capabilities and potential. He even throws in tips on advanced techniques and integrating them. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you for tuning in to Nutty's Show. Catch you next time.
Goodbye.